Well, Mum did her shopping at a place called Barker's, and I think it was Aberford Road. And you used to have to go down and write on a piece of paper your order, and then they delivered it. And the other place that she went to was down Midland Street to the end of where my granny and all my aunties lived, was an off licence, and you could get anything from an off licence. And those were sort of the two shops that she dealt with. And I think, fortunately, because in those days no buses came up Midland Street, but they came up Alton Lane later on, and at top of Alton Lane, you see. So we'd go to Leeds more often than what my relatives would go to Leeds, because we could walk to the top of Alton Lane and get their bus to go to Leeds. So I think I had more advantage. You know, I'd get my shoes and my clothes from Leeds then. But going back to when I was a little girl, you used to go to a house in Alton to buy your shoes. And it was actually a house. And I can't remember the lady's name. And every year for Whitsuntide, I used to get black patent shoes. And every year she used to have it written down that you were in a 12. So this year you'd be a 13. You didn't try it on, you just bought them. So there's another fascinating story about my parents. My father's family had 12 children, but my grandma brought up 14 children, because when Woodlesford Feast had come one night, and my uncle had a whippet dog, and after the feast had closed down at midnight, he took his dog for a walk, and they were pulling the feast things down because they were going to Castleford, which was a thing that they toured around. And he found a little bonnet of a child, and he took it back home, and she just said, "Well, you should have given it to them." So I said, "Oh, I never thought about that. Leave it well tomorrow and I'll go." And when she got up the next morning, all the feast had gone. But she went, and she just thought, "Well, I'll put this bonnet where it's, and then if they want it, they'll come back," because the gypsy people were very poor, and this bonnet would be, you know, important to them, to find two little children in the hedge bottom crying. And one was about 5. The stories got stretched over the years, and the other one could hardly walk, but was able to walk, but because it always had to be sat in a chair by the mothers, dealt with the stalls in the feast. And they called them fusters, these children. And she took them in. Imagine today, you can't do that. They'd have had to bring a social worker come.
So the feast people had left two of their kids behind.
Behind. And then they got on the bikes, did one of my uncles, and went to Castleford to find out the feast hadn't gone there at all. They'd gone to Hull. Well, of course, it was too far to cycle to Hull, so the matter was just dropped. And you can tell that they had to learn her to feed, because she must have still been suckling, the younger one. She didn't know how to open her mouth and put a spoon in her mouth.
And could they talk?
Very, very few words came out. "Mum, mum," that was all.
And what happened to these two children?
They brought them up, and they got married at Woodlesford Church.
And do you think the feast people had deliberately left them
behind?
Oh,
yes, because they couldn't afford to keep them.
And this bonnet belonged to one of the children?
The children, yeah.
And they must have been there when he went out at night with the dog.
Yes, yeah.
They must have been asleep in the hedgerow
or
something.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. Yeah. And where was that? Was the feast?
Feast was on the... it was on the tip.
In the quarry?
Yes, because by this time that started to cover it in, that tipped more and more rubbish and that flattened it out.
So on the bit where there's now a football pitch?
That's right, yes.
So the quarrying had stopped and they filled that in, did they?
Yes, but no, not at all. Just enough for the fair to come, the feast to come.
Because there were allotments down there as well,
yes,
weren't there?
Oh, yes, there were, yes.
So it's in that area where the feast
area.
Was. Not up on the top Woodlesford wreck, what they call the wreck.
No,
You're talking about near White Street.
That's right.
Where this happened.
Yes.
What was the name of that effect? It was your uncle that we're talking about, was it?
Yes,
who found
Uncle
the body.
Tom.
What was his second name?
Samson.
So Tom Samson was married to one of your mother's sisters.
Sisters, Adina.
Adina.
Yes.
And Tom and Adina then brought up these two kids.
No, Grandma brought them up.
Where was Grandma then?
Grandma was living with Auntie Beattie.
Where was that?
That's number 7, next door but one.
So Auntie Beattie and Grandma Goodall were living together.
Mm-hmm.
There was no men in that house.
No.
And so these two children appeared. Did the authorities ever get told about this?
No, they didn't.
Do you remember gypsies at other times
when you were younger? Up down on Woodlesford, Gypsy Lane. In fact, I have a brush under my sink cupboard that was made by the gypsy on Gypsy Lane. Yeah.
And
my dad befriended him. He used to come to our house for a bath.
And when you say on Gypsy Lane, where were they living then?
In a caravan.
Right, so they used to come in a caravan when you were a child.
Yeah.
And park on Gypsy Lane,
yeah.
On a bit of land there somewhere.
And wait while it was dark and then go stealing the cabbages and up from the gardens round about. And this is how Dad went out one night and met him. Dad went out for a walk because he was a great walker. And he met this man and, of course, he had these cabbages. And he said to him, that's it, you know, I'm going to report you because I know where you've got them from. And then it went on that my dad said, if you need any cabbages, come down Alton Lane, you can come and get some out of my garden. And so he did, he used to do that. And then he made my mother this sweeping brush, made her a hand brush. And then, of course, when I got married, this little hand brush I liked, because they'd gone by the time, this time, and my mother gave me this brush, and I've never used it because it's been handmade by this Romany. There were three caravans.
There were three caravans.
Yes. Mm,
and
yes.
They used to travel around, did they?
No, but they lived there a long, long time.
They lived there all the time,
long,
did they?
A long, long time. I can remember them going, but they definitely lived there. And the granny used to smoke a clay pipe.
And did they sell other things in the village?
She used to go out and sell things. Yeah, did the grandma. She used to go out and sell flowers and posies of mint and herbs.
When you were a child with your mum and dad, did you travel at all on the train? Did you use Woodlesford Station?
Mm. Yes, because of Dad being in the Rechabites, we used to go on there every year. We went on a trip from Woodlesford Station. And, of course, we picked up at Castleford because there was Rechabite people there. There weren't many from Woodlesford. Some had come from Leeds, and then we went on this day trip.
And where did you go?
And we used to go to Scarborough and to Bridlington. Never further than that. It was either probably Filey. But we didn't go to Whitby, it was too far.
And was that a special train that you went on?
That was a special train, yes, with the Rechabites.
And it stopped at Woodlesford to pick you up?
And it picked us up, and then it stopped at Castleford to pick them up, yes.
Right. When you say he was in the Rechabites, what do you mean? What did he do?
He was a secretary.
And where did they meet?
That pub that's not there anymore, the White Hart.
So the Rechabites, who didn't take a drink, met in the pub?
Yes, probably only once a year, in a room in the pub, yeah. He never was a drinker, wasn't Dad? So it would be easy for him to join. It was rather like the Masonics. They didn't talk about it. I don't know why, but they just didn't.
Tell me about the comic band.
Well, I can remember that an auntie used to get dressed up. And she'd either get dressed up as a clown, but her favourite was as a policewoman or a policeman. They used to meet at the War Memorial in Alton. That was where they met. And they'd walk all the full length of Aberford Road. But that was it. It was just a comic band, and people used to... I don't know why they collected money, because I can remember throwing pennies.
What was your auntie called?
Adina. Well, she was married, so she would be called Samson.
Adina Samson. Who else was in this band? What were the other characters that you can see?
I have no idea, but there'd be people from the village, from Woodlesford, because she wouldn't do it alone, wouldn't Auntie Addy, as we called her.
There were about 10 of them, I think, weren't there? About that?
Oh, there would be, yes. Yeah.
When's that? When you were a child?
Yes, yes.
Before the war?
Before the war. And men, I can remember men would get dressed up as nurses, and they'd have short skirts on, which you know, showing the knobbly knees. That was the funny part, you see. They had to look funny. And she would be dressed up as a man. Rather than a police woman, she'd be dressed up as a man.
Did they push anything around the village?
Yes, they did.
What was that?
Yes, they would. Somebody would be as a nurse, and they'd have a man sat in the pram with a bonnet on, dressed up as a baby. Yes, it was all fun. Everything funny was, you know, about it. And that somebody, I can remember they'd be playing a fiddle, but they'd have the fiddle or upside down to be playing it. They wouldn't be playing it at all, but it'd be pretend to be playing the fiddle.
Did you go into the pubs very much when you were young?
Unknown to my parents, yes. But the one nearest the dance hall, when it was the interval, you'd sneak out and go to the out sales, and the ones that were 18 would get a drink, and you'd have a drink out of their drink.
You're talking about the old Masons,
presumably,
aren't you?
That's right, yes.